come back, I want to spend this hour and introduce you to another patriot, another bright light, another man who really knows what the truth is all about. He is a journalist. He has a red-hot website called bradblog.com. Bradblog, I'm sure many of you have visited there. I've been able to link to several stories there. He's got it together on top of his website, and he understands it. Here's the quote that counts, folks, and you've heard it before. The people who cast the votes decide nothing. The people who count the votes decide everything. Uncle Joe said that a long time ago, and he knew what he was talking about. So let's welcome Brad Friedman to the program. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
I'm fine. What gave you the idea to start this Brad blog thing out there? Did you want all this grief? Weren't you having fun in life?
You know what? You hit the nail on the head. I was, and I'm not sure what I was thinking. I know that I wasn't thinking I'd end up doing what I'm doing now. That's for sure. You called me a journalist. Fact of the matter is, I think I may have been the first person to coin the phrase investigative blogger. And the reason I did at the time, instead of investigative journalist, is because at one time I was under the impression that journalism was something else completely. I was merely a citizen blogger reporting what I was seeing, but frankly, I've been doing it now long enough and have seen the failings of the mainstream media and those folks who do call themselves journalists.
Correct.
I guess I'm a journalist now.
Well, the term itself, of course, has been terribly defiled and corrupted. I practice the old-fashioned journalism, so do you, and so do many people
Indeed. On
the net, but not enough of us. Those who are, quote, professional journalists in the mainstream media are nothing much more than glorified hookers. They'll do what they're told. They know where to go. They know where to stay away from stories that will get them into trouble and so on. We've talked about this for years.
That's exactly why I found myself doing what I was doing, because when I began this blog, it really wasn't meant to be what it has now become. I had worked on another project for like 5 years and was looking for something to keep myself busy. My girlfriend said, hey, start a blog. I said, well, what the hell is a blog? And, I figured it out, started writing about my cat and posting Doonesbury cartoons or whatever. And over time, I began to notice some things out there, to see some things out there, started reporting on what I was seeing, and what do you know, the mainstream media did start picking it up on occasion, Washington Post and other folks. And, then by the time we got to November 2004 and that election,
it took off.
Yeah, things really, really started changing after that when I was one of a very lonely crowd, I think, back then, willing to look at what the hell happened on November 2nd, 2004 to try to figure out, how George W. Bush won. It just really didn't make a whole lot of sense.
No.
And I was willing to at least report on what I was finding and let, people make of it what they will. But the mainstream media and, by and large, the blogs on both sides of the aisle were not interested in discussing it.
No, they weren't. And what you just said, of course, is, in fact, what journalism is supposed to be. It's to present the full spectrum, the full panorama of information and let people make their own decisions. Distill it down however they want to, but at least give them the options, the opportunity, the chance to see the full picture as much as we're able to do. And that's what you do. Now, this whole thing about, well, you mentioned 2004. I think most Americans who are politically savvy would say that in all likelihood the last two presidential elections, if not staged outright, were certainly stolen. And it's a joke. You're very hot and heavy on the Diebold, the electronic voting machine scam, and all of that. Americans now who really study this are beginning to feel like, what the hell's the use? I mean, it's rigged. We know about the software. We know about the hanging chad. We know all this stuff, at least those of us who care. So why don't you bring us up to date on the issue of voting in contemporary America?
Well, it's a difficult topic, and this is why I guess I've been on it for at least a year and a half and reporting what the whistleblowers and so forth are telling me. But you're right. What happened in 2004, continues to make no sense at all. And for the record, by the way, when it comes to 2000, clearly George W. Bush did not win. That's been shown throughout, you know, studies back when the media used to do such things.
Or at least try to, yeah.
Yeah, well, they did actually a pretty good study about what happened in Florida in 2000. And in 2000, the problem was when they were ready to release their data, that article was set to run on September 12th, 2001.
Huh. That's right. Another one of those damn coincidences.
Yes. So that actually never really got out. It ended up running, I think, in October or November.
Mm-hmm.
They ran it, but as you know, we were sort of in a new world by then, and people were not particularly interested in looking back at that 2000 election because they were, you know, scared to death for whatever, for good or bad. That's where the country was at that time.
Yeah.
But if anybody goes back now and looks at the study that they did in 2000, you will see, in fact, that Al Gore won Florida and therefore one should have been sitting in that White House.
Right.
That said, now, we move on up to 2004, and unlike a lot of my compatriots, I've never actually come out and said out and out that George W. Bush stole that election, because you know what? I can't necessarily prove that. I don't believe he won it. It's very possible that someone stole it. I don't know if it was George Bush himself, and I don't know if he knows anything about it.
I like that. You can't prove that he won it. You don't.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, I really can't. And if anyone gives an honest look at what happened in 2004 and really goes back to the numbers, there is no reason in the world to believe that George W. Bush won. And you can, look at piece by piece. My friend Bob Petrakis over at the Free Press, who's really,
oh, yeah,
you know, doing a great job on the ground there in Ohio, he's called it sort of death by a thousand cuts, that, they were able to disenfranchise a couple of thousand here. They were able to flip a few votes there. You were, in cahoots back then with Diebold and the Secretary of State in Ohio, J. Kenneth Blackwell. And in fact, and they love to say that, even if there was anything untoward going on in Ohio, it certainly wouldn't have been enough to have changed the results, because there was 118,000 votes difference. Now, 118,000 votes is actually not a hell of a lot of votes.
No.
It breaks down in Ohio that had six votes gone for, been recorded, let's say, had six votes been recorded for John Kerry instead of George Bush in each precinct, just six votes in each precinct, then John Kerry would have been the winner. So it was a hell of a lot closer than folks like to paint.
I hadn't heard it expressed like that. That's remarkable.
Six votes.
And how many precincts were there?
Boy, I'm not sure how many precincts. 88 counties in Ohio, and then within each one, there are, hundreds of precincts.
That's remarkable. Six per precinct.
Yeah.
What amazed me about the election, and many others have commented on this, is that Kerry literally folded his tent and fled almost immediately after. He didn't want anything to do with challenging this election at all. And I mean, I joked, all you could see was the back of his T-shirt and elbows. I mean, the guy was gone.
Which sort of underscored what the Republicans, have been saying about this guy all along. Oh, he's gonna, he's not gonna face the fight and so forth.
He didn't.
He didn't. And that's unfortunate, to say the least. And I think, to his credit, I should add, my understanding is John Edwards did want to stay in there and fight it.
I read that somewhere.
Yeah. Now, whether Kerry, why Kerry ran, folks didn't, fight it, is asked me all the time. And again, I try to stick to what I can actually report. So I don't know. But my sense really is, there's a few different schools of thought. Of course, there's the bigger picture, the secret skull and bones agreement.
Oh, the thick was in and all that, yes.
Yeah, I think it frankly comes down to the fact that he saw what they did and how they tarred and feathered Al Gore for sticking up for what was frankly rightfully his back in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't think they could compete. He could compete with that machine, didn't want to be branded a sore loser, and wanted to try again in 2008.
And wanted to be able to fly in relative security.
Indeed. And he knows, look, you've seen what's going on in this country in the last 4 or 5 years.
Right.
If you stand up and fight for what you believe in, you will be destroyed.
Well, like Senator Paul Wellstone, the Dick Cheney threat still is one of the most remarkable things I've ever seen in politics.
Well, and look at, you can bring it up to, you know, guys like Jack Murtha, who, yeah. you know, no one has ever questioned this guy's patriotism. He's a war hero and everything mm-hmm. else. He comes out and gives his opinion that, hey, this war is not going to be won the way we're fighting it, and he's a huge friend of the military, and they turn around on him.
Yep. It's a bad scene.
It really is.
Right now. Stand by. We'll take a break. Come right back. We're talking with Brad Friedman, the proprietor of bradblog.com. And if you haven't been there, click on his name and do pay him a visit. Be right back. This is Jeff Rentz. Royal Raymond Rife was without question the most gifted medical scientific genius of our age. He discovered that most disease-related microbes die quickly when exposed to their own specialized resonant radio frequencies. The BCX-411 Rife-type frequency instrument has received the highest praise on several continents for its precision, simplicity of operation, and successful research experiments. The BCX, with its comprehensive manual, allows you to select the frequencies you wish to experiment with for the length of time you want to run them. The BCX handheld plasma ray tubes and RF radio carrier wave, like Rife used, are the absolute state-of-the-art in Rife frequency research. For full information and pictures, take the New Earth link at the top of Rentz.com. Settle for nothing but the best in Rife research with the BCX 411. Again, just take the New Earth link at the top left corner of Rentz.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you have deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you.
looking at the top stories here, you've got a lot, and it's D-Boulder, Diebold, Potato, Potato. But there's more and more coming out about this company and the software and the wireless infrared ports and all the rest of it. And it's still, this whole electronic voting to me is an intermediary step toward, and I've heard it mentioned a few times, but I think they want all of us to feel real confident and secure with internet voting. I think that's ultimately where they'd like to end up.
It might be where they want to end up, but they're having a hell of a time with this first step.
Yeah, well, they've been caught with their pants down too many times.
Yeah, they have. And what they didn't count on, I suppose, was jerks like me calling them on it. And, you know, they have put millions and billions of dollars into this scheme, to this electronic voting scheme.
Right.
And they are organized, and they are smart, and they are coming up a bunch of against a bunch of scrappy folks like myself who have no money, no organization, but just happen to be on the side of the truth in this case.
Right.
And the folks on the ground, at least, are getting it. It's still, the media is not caught up to date. It's still both parties, and the Democrats really have the most to lose here. So it's disappointing that they really, as a whole, are not getting it either.
Do we still have a viable... I don't believe so, frankly. I don't think the two-party system works anymore.
I'm no fan of the two-party system, of the two-party duopoly, and you know, which is just one of the reasons that you know, a lot of folks say, you know, Brad, you're just a sore loser, sour grapes. You're upset your candidate didn't win in 04. Well, guess what? He wasn't my candidate. I didn't vote for John Kerry. This is not a matter of right and left. This is a matter of right and wrong. I say it all the time. If we can't have clean, fair, recountable, transparent elections in this country, theoretically the world's greatest democracy, you know, then what the hell are we doing here, and why the hell are we sending out, you know, men and women to fight and die ostensibly to spread democracy around the world when our own democracy is crumbling?
One of the biggest lies in modern history, what this whole war is allegedly being based upon, and the idea of liberating people by killing them. And
it's nonsense, because I'll tell you what. These same guys hate democracy.
Oh,
this
sure
company, Diebold, hates democracy.
Yeah.
Hates it. And they are the most un-American. I mean, talk about, you know, values. And remember, these value voters. These guys are the most un-American. They are against the American value, the bedrock principle of, you know, one vote, one man, one vote, democracy. And we are just seeing it gamed from top to bottom here. And I've been trying to, you know, set off alarm bells now for some time. The good news is a lot of folks finally are, I think, figuring it out, including even in the media, and you're going to see more and more about it. But now states and counties from around the country are also beginning to figure it out, because after the 2000 election, Congress put through this Help America Vote Act, ironically named Help America Vote Act of 2002, which put set aside billions of dollars to go to these electronic voting machine companies. Now, I should be clear, Diebold has gotten a deservedly bad rap here, but the other companies, ES&S, Sequoia, Hart InterCivic, they're equally as bad in many ways.
There's a handful of them, and they're controlled by a handful of people, and they control, what is it, 85 to 90% of the vote count?
Well, Diebold and ES&S combined, run by two brothers.
Two brothers, yeah.
Yeah, those two companies alone tabulate more than 80% of America's votes.
Right.
Now, and they do it all, by the way, in secret, using secret software that you and I and even the elections officials who use this stuff are not allowed to look at. That, despite the fact that it's now been proven over and over again that these machines are completely unsecure and they're hackable. As a matter of fact, I've got one source that I've reported on who is an anonymous Diebold insider, as far as what I can report on them. I call them Deep Throat. And this source pointed out to me that back in August of 2004, full 2 months prior to the election, a branch of the Department of Homeland Security, the United States Computer Emergency Readiness Team, put out a warning on the Internet, a cyber alert warning, acknowledging and warning that the Diebold central tabulator software has an undocumented backdoor that essentially allows any malicious user to get in there and change the results of any Diebold election.
This at is the speed of light, folks.
But that, yep.
At the speed of light.
Yeah, it takes about 30 seconds. Now, that was 2 months prior to the 2004 election. Fast forward the clock to just this last December, 05, down in Leon County, Florida,
right.
Where a heroic elections director down there, Ian Sancho, allowed some hackers to come in who had been saying, hey, we can hack this system. He said, okay, really? Show me how. And they had a mock election test of, I think it was December 7th, if I recall it correctly, where they had a single question. This was not on one of these Diebold touchscreens, but rather on one of these Diebold optical scan systems where you do have a paper ballot, okay? A simple yes or no question. Can Diebold machines be hacked by using the memory card? And, well, I can hear the music. I can take it over to the next segment.
We'll build the drama and find out from Brad what happened down there. I know, and it is don't miss this. And the next time you all go into a voting station, a polling place, and see something electronic there, just keep some of this in mind, and we urge all of you to do some research on this. I think you're probably safer with absentee ballots, frankly, although who knows where they end up, really. All right, back in a minute with Brad and Jeff, so don't go away.
It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural OxyC. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. OxyC is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural OxyC and prepare to be amazed. OxyC is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rinse.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rinse.com.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark. Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG Coolant Flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG Coolant Flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets. Reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places besides on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Of bradblog.com. So let's hear what Deep Throat had to say here.
Did this come from Deep Throat? Well, we moved on a little bit from Deep Throat, who had warned about the who had told us about the Homeland Security warning that the Diebold Central Tabulators.
I was the guy. Okay, all right.
Yeah, and we had moved down to Leon County.
Okay,
Florida.
That's right. We're going to go right to Florida now. I remember this. For those who may have missed it, just recap it again real quickly.
Yeah, down there in Leon County, Florida, the election director, Ion Sancho, had seen all these reports and had seen that out in California, Diebold had been decertified because they had used illegal patches and so on and so forth, and all the warnings that the machines were hackable. So a couple of computer security professionals came to him and said, hey, we can hack your optical scan machines. Those are the ones where you fill out the paper ballots, you fill in the little bubble and so forth to go through the scanner and count up your votes that way. Well, they used the Diebold optical scanner down there in Leon County, and he set up a controlled test where they had a total of 8 voters. 2 of them were the computer security professionals. And the other 6 were election workers down there with one simple question. Can Diebold machines be hacked via their memory cards? And that's the card they put into each of these machines that keeps the votes, and then they put it into the big central tabulator and count things up that way. Well, 6 of the election workers down there all voted no. 2 voted yes. That would be the 2 hacker folks who had come in. They voted yes that these machines can be hacked. So they knew what they had in advance when they then took the ballots and put them into the central tabulator.
Right.
They put them into the central tabulator. It should have been 6 no, 2 yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the results that were spit out from the central tabulator, 1 no, 7 yes. The election had been completely flipped.
Right.
Without a trace being left behind. Nobody would have found it. The code essentially ate itself, the code that they used to hack the system, it ate itself. And, of course, the results, which should have been 6-2 and ended up being 1-7, were so far apart that it certainly wouldn't have triggered a manual a recount.
Correct.
Which usually happens only when it's incredibly close. Now, down in Florida, had there even been a recount, they have changed the election law recently so that if a ballot has already been counted by a machine, as it was in this mock election hack test down there, it is illegal to go back and count those ballots by hand.
Isn't that clever, folks, how to do that?
They, And what's amazing is, you know, in this case, the ballots themselves were correct. Had they been allowed by hand to examine these ballots, they would have seen the correct answers, 6 no, 2 yes.
That's how they defeat paper ballots. People may succeed in getting paper ballots back to a large degree in many areas of the country, but they will just pass laws to do what Brad just said.
Yeah, and I'll keep making their life hell until we change those laws back to make sure we reclaim our
democracy. Another big question. Who the heck are these people who keep doing these things, whether it be in the Congress, the Senate, or your local legislature, your county board? It's bizarre how you send people off to elective office. They do things that are so off the wall and diametrically opposed to all their promises when they went for the job. You just wonder what's going on. It's always amazing.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. And I was actually talking with my friend Larissa Alexandrovna from Raw Story. I think she was on your show last
week. She was, yeah. Terrific lady.
Yeah, she's great. I was talking to her about exactly that and this sort of spidering network. It's funny. She's working on a lot of stuff having to do with the plane outing and Iran and Iraq and everything else. I seem to be back here working on these election reform issues in no small part, and oddly enough, her work and my work keep coming together, and we keep coming up with all of these names and these organizations that all seem to be involved together, and it always comes back to the Bushes, oddly enough. And there's one, speaking of Florida, there's one incredible story that I've been reporting on, a fella, a whistleblower, who is on the record. His name is Clint Curtis, and he's down in Florida, and he came to me shortly after the 2004 election with a signed sworn affidavit that he was, while working as a computer programmer at a Chinese-run firm, Yang Enterprises, Inc., down in Florida, he was asked by Congressman, I'm sorry, at the time he was Speaker of the House of Florida, Tom Feeney, to create a vote rigging software prototype down there at this company where Feeney, who was the Speaker of the House of Florida, at the same time, he was general counsel and a registered lobbyist for this firm, this Yang Enterprises, Inc. And he asked Clint Curtis to create this prototype that you could use to flip the votes. And, of course, Clint at the time had been a lifelong Republican. He presumed this was meant to keep the Democrats from being able to steal the vote. They'd figure out how they could do it, you know, if he showed them the prototype program. Right. And the next day when he turned in the program to the CEO of the company, she said, "Oh, no, you don't understand. We have to hide your code in the source code if anyone looks at it, because this is meant to use, meant to flip the vote in South Florida."
Isn't that amazing? Just
and Clint has, by the way, has given a sworn affidavit. He has given sworn videotape testimony. It's all over at bradblog.com. Videotape testimony to members of the U.S. House Judiciary Committee.
Same
he has passed the polygraph test.
Yeah.
And now, this fellow Tom Feeney, who used to be Jeb Bush's running mate for governor back in 1994, Feeney has risen up to the U.S. House of Representatives, where he sits himself on the United States Judiciary Committee. And the good news is that I can announce Clint Curtis himself is now going to be running against Tom Feeney down there in Florida's 24th
district. So this story is out in his district.
This story is out. It has been for a long time. There's a paper trail going back to on all of his claims, and he made a number of claims back in 2000.
Isn't that an indictable activity?
Oh, absolutely. It's a conspiracy to commit vote fraud.
Of course it is.
Yep. And, you know, as I say, he made a whole bunch of claims, amongst them that there were Chinese spies working out of his company, and, of course, 3 years later, the very fellow who he said was an illegal alien spying for China is, in fact, arrested on 3 charges of attempting to sell anti-hellfire missile chips to China.
People's Liberation Army, PLA spies, male and female, by the thousands in America now. They're all over the place. Maybe more than by the thousands. Who knows? That's a remarkable story. That's a brave American.
You bet it is.
Boy, if there's anything I can do to help support him, please put me down on the list. I'll be happy to.
I will. I'll put you in touch with him. You need to have him on your show, QuinceCurtis.com, for more info on that.
All right. Give it one more time.
QuinceCurtis.com.
C-U-R-T-I-S?
C-U-R-T-I-S. Yeah, and at the top of Brad's blog, there's a quick summary of his story. It's
excellent.
Extraordinary.
Very good. All right, Brad, hold on to your rest. Healer Academy is a worldwide supplier of the absolute finest natural medicines that you may need in these difficult times. The HHA specializes in keeping your health at the highest possible level with the world's most outstanding natural products and supplements, such as the incredible Essiac Herbal Tea, the best colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and literally hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and research material. The HHA has homeopathic detox solutions for the most crucial toxins on the planet, including aerosol spraying, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name just a few. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com, check out our online member testimonials, and huge catalog of fabulous products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Did you know that business opportunity seekers worldwide are discovering the powerful opportunities in foreign exchange trading? In Forex, there are no employees, advertising, products, or organizations to build. It's just you, the internet, and your computer. With specialized personal training, you too will be able to make big money in the world's largest market. If you're searching for an alternative to more traditional home-based business opportunities, then Forex trading is for you. The $2 trillion a day Forex currency exchange market offers exciting opportunities in volatile times when other markets are unstable and insecure. This powerful Forex training program will teach you how risk can be managed very advantageously to minimize the downside while still maximizing the upside potential. To learn more about this exciting and profitable training opportunity, check out WebTactical.com. Sign up to begin your new career today. That's WebTactical.com. Or call 1-800-625-9039. That's 1-800-625-9039 today.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from Steminhand.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting Steminhand. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance group, and Steminhand makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Steminhand. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Special coverage links, Tom Feeney, Clint Curtis vote rigging scandal. This is a big one. I hope the media down there is not trying to bury this thing. I mean, this looks like a slam dunk to me.
I haven't even given you know, some of the creepiest aspects of the story, which in fact do include a dead guy, the original investigator on this case. After he was found dead, the police said there was no photograph, but they took photographs from the scene, which was judged to be a suicide.
Oh, yeah.
And, but there would be no photographs from the scene due to a failure in the camera's flash memory.
Of course.
And, yeah. So, but nonetheless, guess what you can find over there posted at Brad's blog. the photographs from the crime scene that don't exist.
Good for you.
So, plenty to dig into over there. It really is an incredible story, and the media, they've touched it at various times down there. There's some real good local coverage of it, actually. A paper down there started doing quite a bit of reporting on it, and was then immediately threatened and harassed by the Yang Enterprises company, as well as Tom Feeney, who still to this day, by the way, has his campaign headquarters inside the Yang building, despite the fact down there in Oviedo, Florida, despite the fact that he says he hasn't had anything to do with them since going to the U.S.
Congress. What a rotten, ugly story.
It is ugly, and this guy is rotten, and he's demonstrably a liar on this matter, and the Yang company has lied time and time again. It's really ugly, but you know what? This guy, Tom Feeney, he's Tom DeLay's number one supporter in the Congress. He was on one of those trips to St. Andrews, Scotland with Jack Abramoff. He's a bad guy. And I'm, therefore couldn't be more supportive, really, of Clint Curtis for having the courage from the get-go. I mean, this guy has tirelessly, come out. He hasn't hidden behind, anonymousness. He's put his name on the line. He's had a lot of pretty horrible things happen to him in the process, but he keeps fighting. And now he's finally said, look, let's take this guy on. Let's run against him, and that's what he's going to do in Florida's 24th District. But he needs a lot of support. He needs a lot of money because, believe me, Feeney is very well financed by the Republican network, and Clint has to run against a Democratic challenger now in the primary.
Oh, they're setting him up right there.
Well, that guy had already been in, had announced prior to Clint.
Mm-hmm.
But, as you can guess, I suspect his primary challenger is going to suddenly get a whole bunch of support from somewhere because they would rather not face Clint Curtis in November.
Of course. And you got a dead guy down there, too, to make things a little scarier.
Yeah, real scary, actually.
I don't know. This is an impossible question to answer, but I'd love to ask these questions anyway.
Sure.
One wonders, this is rhetorical, how many elections have actually been stolen since the advent of electronic vote counting began. One wonders.
Well, it's hard to say.
Well, it's impossible to say, but, it's a real serious problem.
I'll answer that with two thoughts. One, people have been stealing elections, whether electronic or anything
else, paper,
since time immemorial. So this is not a new thing. The difference here is that to steal an election in the old days, you really had to do retail election fraud. Now you can do wholesale election fraud.
Now you can go to one guy and a keyboard if he's a programmer.
Yep, absolutely. And because of this Help America Vote Act, which is only, by the way, kicking in now.
And it's billions. It's billions plural.
Billions, and all over the country, all of these jurisdictions.
Help America Vote.
Help America Vote Act. They're now getting these electronic machines,
which
are secret and unaccountable, just in time for 2006.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
so they'll be ready to be rolled out here in time to get, this fall election, I guess.
Yeah, indeed. Well, they came out in a lot of places already back in 05, the 05 Ohio election. They added touchscreen machines in 44 of the 88 counties. 41 of them used Diebold. And there was five initiatives on the ballot. Four of them were election reform, given what happened in 2004 in Ohio. All four of them, the final poll in the Columbus Dispatch on the Sunday before that Tuesday election, just last November, so that all four of them should have passed handily. In one case, you had one of them winning something like 65-30% in this Columbus Dispatch poll, which had been known historically for its accuracy, had been written about in polling magazines and so forth. And that particular item, which should have been yes, 65-30, ended up completely flipped, no, 65-30, yes.
Wow.
I mean, you've got this corrupt guy, this J. Kenneth Blackwell, who, by the way, is now running for governor down there in Ohio, which is just an absolute snake pit, giving Florida a run for its money, really, as far as the most corrupt state in the nation.
Pretty amazing.
Yep. And that's what's going on there in Ohio, and that, frankly, is going on all over the country. And I can't stress enough how important it is for your listeners to pay attention, to get informed, to find out what kind of system is being used in their own county, and get the hell down to the Board of Elections and raise some hell about what's going on and demand paper ballots.
But even some of the machines are now being presented as having paper ballots, but they, as the law in Florida says, you can't count them for recount.
Yeah.
So what's the point? I mean, how are they marketing all of these new, this onslaught of voting technology? They've got the best PR people. They know how to spin. They know how to twist and distort. Tell me more.
Well, in many cases, they don't even have to market it, because what they're doing is they're going to these election directors around, you know, these counties and saying, look, the Help America Vote Act says that you have to have at least one disabled accessible device in every jurisdiction. Furthermore, you have to have X number of languages. The ballot has to be in, you know, X number of languages. It's very complicated. We here at the Diebold or ESNS or Hart or Sequoia Company will take care of all of your problems for you. Give us that free Help America Vote money, and we'll handle your elections from start to finish, from registration to voting to counting. Your prayers are answered. You don't have to worry about a thing. And these guys, and, you know, many of them, these election workers, you know, are good, honest individuals trying to run a clean and fair election, but now they've got so many rules with this Help America Vote Act that they have to live up to that, you know, they feel like they need something. They need help, and look, there's this free federal money for it. So why not bring these guys in? Why not bring in Diebold and let them privatize your public election? And that's precisely what's going on. And a lot of them, I don't think are nefarious, but they don't know what to do. And here these folks fly in with this solution for them, and they know there's going to be federal money to pay for it. So they take it, but then they find out, like they have recently up in Alaska, there was questions about the 2004 elections that are just now coming out, where they've discovered that in some jurisdictions they had more than 200% voter turnout. Go figure.
Pretty amazing.
So the Democratic Party says, well, hey, we would like to take a look at those results from 2004. Can we have the original databases that, you know, recorded our votes? And the state of Alaska told them, well, sorry, we have a deal with a contract with Diebold that says that is proprietary company information. We can't give it to you. This is how Americans voted for president, Senate, everything else back in 2004. They're not allowed to give it to us because it's been privatized. It gets worse because they got some bad publicity on this. So they went back to Diebold, and Diebold said, okay, well, we'll let them have it, but... and they said to the Democratic Party, if they're, we'll let you have it, but, and I swear to God, this is in the letter, you can find it at bradblog.com, but we, quote, reserve the right to manipulate the data before giving you the file.
Excuse me?
Yes.
In other words, they've already changed it.
It gets worse, Jeff. They at least said that they were going to release this data. 2 weeks later, and I think this was just last week I reported this, as they're about to release the data, suddenly they informed the Democrats, well, they heard from the governor's office, their top security man in Alaska. And remember, the governor is Murkowski, who left the Senate to become governor, and he appointed his daughter, who was in a very close election and was, looked like she was going to lose in 2004. She ended up winning. So the governor's top security man now says, well, we told you we were going to release these files, but it turns out we can't, because it's a security risk.
Security risk?
Yeah.
Security risk to whom?
To the country, to the state of Alaska.
National, like national security risk?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Don't you ever get up in the morning and say, what am I doing? Jeez, these crooks are so unbelievable.
Just about every morning, Jeff. But you know what? Then I get a letter, I get an email.
Oh, I know. I do the same thing.
But and they... you know, you got to keep doing it because.
Yeah, well, we will. You will. And you're doing wonderful work, Brad. I'm so glad to be able to introduce you to some people who will visit your site and who do care and who do understand we're up against an astonishingly powerful enemy. But we're not going to give up. Not going to happen.
Well, I think the people can win this thing. It ain't going to be easy, and it really is going to take, you know, the folks, the citizens here, writing letters to the editor, getting themselves informed, talking to their boards of election, their secretaries of state. When they hear about these, you know, inform yourself, go to these hearings, make noise, contact your elected officials. We are seeing now that things are turning, and we have fought these Goliaths, and we are getting the word out. Because, look, Jeff, we're not supposed to be talking about this right now at all.
No.
What are we, a year and a half since 2004?
Oh, too true. Yeah.
But we are. We're still here. It's getting bigger every day. And if you go, for example, to Brad Blog, you'll see what's now going on in states and counties around the country. They're beginning to get it in both Georgia and Maryland, which were two of Diebold's original showcase states. Now the Republican governor in Maryland mm-hmm. and the Democratic legislature in Maryland are turning against Diebold, and they're saying, no, you know what, this paperless touchscreen voting stuff ain't going to work.
Well, what are they going to do? Are they going to go to ESNS?
Well, you know,
I hope not.
Well, that's what we'll see. You know, I mentioned Ian Sancho down there, who said we'll never use another Diebold piece of equipment in Leon County again.
Mm-hmm.
He had contracted with ESNS, and then they let him know just 2 days prior to the Help America Vote Act deadline, January 1, that they couldn't sell him equipment after all. They didn't have enough time to get them to him before the Florida primaries. Nonetheless, a week later, they told Volusia County they'd have no problem getting them equipment, and then they told the state of Maryland just a week ago that they could get equipment to Maryland for the entire state, yet they couldn't get it to Ian Sancho. Because ostensibly, I think, ESNS was afraid that Ion was going to put them through the same thing he put the Diebold machine through, which is to actually examine this stuff and see if it works. He then went on to the only other company, I believe, who was certified down in Florida, which is the Sequoia Company. They were going to do a deal and haven't even gotten to write about this yet on bradblog.com, but Sequoia says, we can't do business with you either. So all three companies have turned him down. Florida has sent out a technical advisory to everyone in their state advising them that, in fact, these machines are hackable.
Yeah.
They didn't mention Ion by name or Diebold by name, but they couldn't avoid what it was that he found down there.
About 15 seconds.
They warned everyone, and at the same time, Jeb Bush sent Ion a letter saying, you either find someone to work with or we're going to move you out by May 1.
Wow. Wow. Another Bush. Brad, I want you to come back here in a month or so. Let's get updated on this.
I'd be delighted anytime, Jeff.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you for everything.
Keep it up. Brad Friedman, bradblog.com. We'll pause and be right back.